Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jill Schlesinger's. Sophie, I gotta say, this one hit me right where I live.
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, mine too.
It's basically the book for anyone who's ever looked at their career and thought, is this really it?
And she doesn't just say, quit your job. She gives you a step-by-step financial plan to actually do it.
Right, and that's what I loved. It's not some dreamy manifesto. She's a certified financial planner, so every chapter has real numbers. She starts by talking about the conveyor belt we all get on after school.
Totally. The conveyor belt is that idea that you just keep moving forward, accumulating titles and paychecks, and you're not supposed to get off. But she says that's a dangerous myth, that the real risk is staying on a path that drains you.
Yeah, she calls it the sunk cost fallacy of careers. You've invested so much time and identity in your current job that you feel like you can't leave, even when it's making you miserable. The first step is to actually calculate what staying is costing you, your health, your relationships, and your time.
Exactly. And that's where the book's structure comes in. She breaks it into three phases: the pre-reset, the reset, and the post-reset. The pre-reset is all about preparation. You don't just quit impulsively.
Right, you build your runway first. And she has this great term for the core of that, the F**KU fund. It's not just an emergency fund for a broken water heater. It's a dedicated pile of cash that gives you the freedom to walk away from a bad situation.
Yeah, and she gives a really rigorous formula for it. You need to cover not just basic living expenses, but also health insurance, potential income gaps, and the cost of whatever new venture you're considering. Ideally, you want at least 6 months to a year of complete financial breathing room.
That part was sobering. She also talks about lowering your burn rate, the minimum you need to survive each month. The lower that number, the shorter your runway needs to be and the more options you have. Every dollar you save is like a brick you remove from the wall boxing you in.
Yes, and she frames it as an act of liberation, not punishment. Then once you've got that foundation, you move into the reset itself. This is where she introduces the idea of the lifeboat.
Oh, I love that term. The lifeboat is the transitional job or income stream that keeps you afloat while you build your new life. It could be a part-time gig, consulting, freelance, something that pays the bills but doesn't consume your soul. It's not your final destination. It's the vessel that gets you there.
Right. And that's such a crucial reframing. Taking a less prestigious job isn't a demotion. It's a strategic investment in your future. Then she helps you figure out what you actually want to do, which is often the hardest part for people who've been on the conveyor belt for years.
Yeah. She has exercises to identify your zone of genius, the intersection of what you're great at, what you love, and what the world will pay for. And she's big on testing ideas before going all in. Take a class, do a small freelance project, volunteer in a new field, gather data.
Exactly. And she's very realistic about the side hustle. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a low-risk laboratory for your future. She also has a great section on networking, not the transactional kind, but authentic relationship building. Ask for advice, not a job.
Right. And she doesn't sugarcoat the challenges of starting a business or freelancing. The irregular income, the lack of benefits, the loneliness. But she gives a clear roadmap for navigating all of that. Then the post-reset phase is about sustainability, adjusting your lifestyle if you took a pay cut, building a new F**KU fund for your new life.
One of the most powerful themes for me was the idea of enough. Our culture says we never have enough money, status, and stuff. That endless pursuit is what keeps us on the conveyor belt. A money reset requires you to define what enough means for you personally.
Yeah, that hit me hard. Once you know what enough looks like, you can stop chasing more and start building a life that actually satisfies you. And she's also honest that not every reset works out perfectly. Some side hustles fail. Some new careers don't fit. But she reframes failure as a data point, not a final verdict.
The only true failure is staying stuck because you're too afraid to try something new. That's the core message. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into all these frameworks, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. Anyway, for me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the conveyor belt isn't the only option. With the right preparation, you can step off and design a life that actually fits you.
And that's the Great Money Reset. It's not a single event. It's a mindset and a skill. The courage to say, I can do this differently, and the wisdom to know how. We'll see you in the next one.